First, on behalf of the monks and priests of the Abbey, I wish to wish each and every one a happy 4th of July and a safe 4th of July. And also, next Sunday is our special feast, the Solemnity of Saint Benedict. Those of you who cannot make it, please at least remember us in your private prayers. And thank Saint Benedict for all the good he has done for all of mankind. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. How many times we hear these words, but do we truly grasp the meaning of humility, of our Lord's type of humility? Humility is not thinking ourselves lower than the worms, lower than the mud. It's not thinking our bodies are ugly or evil. God created us. He created our bodies. He did not create anything evil or vile or ugly. He cannot. We are what we are in and through God alone. Humility is understanding that we are something only through God. It is understanding what we are and what God is, and understanding the infinite distance between us. So many of us think we are humble. We turn the other cheek occasionally. We bite our tongues occasionally. We love our neighbors occasionally, when it suits us, and when they're lovable. But how many times do we find ourselves getting upset with our neighbor, or our spouses, or our parents, or our children, because they have a different opinion than we do? How many times do we catch ourselves forcing what we want on those around us without giving the least thought that maybe they might have another preference? If we really dig into ourselves and our lives, how often will we catch ourselves setting ourselves up over those around us? If we didn't think we were just a little bit better than our neighbor, we wouldn't get upset when our neighbor says, "I see it this way." Humility is understanding things in the light of God, not in our own light. Seeing the nothingness of things. Look at the things that upset us. Look at the things that cause chaos in our families. Look at the things that cause wars in the world. They're nothings. And yet they have the effects they have because we let them disturb us. We don't have the humility to understand what we are and what the things are. We are children of God and heirs to His kingdom, provided we follow in the footsteps of His Son, who is the very essence of humility. It's not easy to say, I accept your opinion. It's not easy to let somebody step on your foot and not get upset about it. It's not easy to see the nothingness of things, because we become too easily attached to things, to habits, to all the little nothings that make up life. And yet, someday, and for some of us, sooner than later, someday, each one of us is going to find ourselves in our nothingness, standing before the throne of allness. And we will see things then as we should have seen them now. But then it will be too late. So my good people, we must make the effort now to understand what we are, what God is, and what things are not. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.